minutes could save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
President Obama and Secretary Clinton, please be very specific in your conversation with Hu Jintao. Just a glossing over of we talked about human rights, something on a list of talking points, simply won't cut it. Be specific and press this man, who I believe ought to be at The Hague, being held to account for crimes rather than being treated with a state dinner.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As we look at the big issues of the week, or the things that people have been talking about on talk radio and talk television, certainly the Chinese president's visit, relationship China has to the United States, very important items for us to sort of hash or rehash. We started out this hour with Congressman Chris Smith. Smith would rather have President Obama deal with the human rights problems than throw a big state dinner. The Chinese president, whose name is Hu Jintao, has denied that his country is a military threat to our country, even though it's building up a lot of arms, pressed the U.S. for closer cooperation between the two global powers this past week. Actually, he urged our country to treat China with, quote, respect and as equals, after encountering a fresh barrage of criticism from lawmakers over human rights issues and things that they're selling to America, tariffs, that sort of thing. Earlier, President Hu went to Capitol Hill for some closed-door meetings with members of the House and Senate. Participants said he got an earful of complaints from some of his strongest congressional critics, especially over their business and trade practices and human rights conduct. There is a problem with patents, all kinds of things. The same things we talk about all the time. At least he got it straight from the shoulder, or at least that's what the news reports suggested. He got it straight from the shoulders of those who are concerned. Up next on our countdown, as we preview this discussion from radio and television's point of view, from ABC, Jake Tapper reports on the president's goal. Our president's goal wants to open up more Chinese markets.
The president raised his glass to his guests.
To our people. May they grow together in friendship. May they prosper together in peace. And may they realize their dream of the future for themselves, for their children, and for their grandchildren.
A night filled with fanfare and pageantry. Guests included ABC News' own Christiane Amanpour and Disney CEO Bob Iger and his wife Willow Bay. Also, celebrities like Jackie Chan, Barbara Streisand, Yo-Yo Ma, and designer Vera Wang. The evening's theme was quintessentially American, as requested by the Chinese. Jazz, lobster and steak, even apple pie. No details were missed. But three top congressional leaders skipped the formal affair. Republicans John Boehner and Mitch McConnell declined the invitation, as did Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who went one step further by criticizing President Hu.
He is a dictator. He can do a lot of things. He, through the form of government they have.
Shame on Hu Jintao!
Across the street from the White House, protesters reminded the world of China's oppression of religious minorities and Tibet, and its jailing of the current Nobel Peace Prize winner. But on this trip, President Hu acknowledged, for the first time publicly, White House officials believe, quote, a lot still needs to be done in China in terms of human rights. But the emphasis for President Obama was having Hu open Chinese markets.
We want to sell you all kinds of stuff. We want to sell you planes. We want to sell you cars. We want to sell you software.
And in a rare moment of levity, the president commented on reports that his Republican ambassador to China, former Utah Governor John Huntsman, might run against him in 2012.
And I'm sure that him having worked so well with me will be a great asset in any Republican primary.
Up next on this hour's countdown, Elliot Spitzer and Kathleen Parker from CNN speak with Nina Hitchigan from the Center for American Progress and Jeff Sachs, who's from the Earth Institute.
A lot of photo ops, press releases, what changes in terms of currency, human rights, the big blockbuster issues that are driving our relationship?
Well, you know, it's in the nature of the relationship that progress is going to be incremental. We are rivals, but we are rivals that need to work together. And so on issues where we don't agree, we can't expect blockbusters. We can expect slow progress. And I think that we saw that today. I think we saw some significant progress, both on intellectual property, where they have agreed more forcefully and put money behind it, that the government will now buy proper legal software. And secondly, you know, we talked about, you mentioned the deals that will create, you know, on the order of quarter of a million new jobs for Americans. So that's significant.
Jeff, you agree? Real progress or just paper mache masking all problems?
Well, I think the world is changing, and China is becoming an incredible force in the world, and that's a process that's underway. There's going to be lots of meetings in the years ahead. Nothing decisive is changing from these meetings, but the world is changing, and that's what's important for everybody to understand. This is not in the U.S. control. This is a global process that's way beyond the United States' ability to control.
Jeff, we keep hearing these forecasts that the Chinese economy is going to overtake ours in 10 to 20 years. Is that inevitable? Is there anything we can do to turn that around?
I think it's going to happen. It doesn't mean that an average Chinese person is going to have the living standards of an average American, because China has more than four times America's population. So when the economies reach the same level, it means that the average Chinese person will have one-fourth of the income than an average American. So China's not catching up in living standards, but in absolute size of the economy, it's very likely to overtake the United States. And
it is now beyond our capacity to control the future of the international, the global economy. The deals that we referred to today, the $45 billion, they're buying airplanes from us, but on the same day that was announced, GE sold to them the avionics and the technology that will permit them to make the airplanes in the future. So in other words, they are, we're getting a moment to one-time sale. They are buying the future and the technology. They may enforce intellectual property down the roads, but only because they've already stolen everything. In other words, we have lost every bargain we've made with them. Do we have an out? And what leverage do we have on them now?
We have a lot of leverage. I mean, we're a very important export market to them. We are still the most powerful country. They really want a stable relationship with us. And you know, it's a combination of making ourselves more competitive, of getting our own house in order, of raising our game, and then continuing to insist on a level playing field, and not just doing it bilaterally, but doing it with other partners through the G20 process, for example.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
With it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Live from Progressive.
Paul again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
On the countdown now, we go to the left and Rachel Maddow, who speaks here with Chris Hayes, who is from the magazine The Nation.
When the U.S. press comments on something big and lavish and ornate with lots of spotlights on it, like a state visit, when the U.S. press sort of dives into this, and you're even getting the press covering it that doesn't usually cover China,
yes,
do you think that the U.S. press gets it right in terms of the fundamental nature of the relationship between the U.S. and China, or do you think there are big myths out there that are appearing now?
I think they're a big miss. James Fallows, who writes for The Atlantic, who spent a lot of time in China, is a great person to read on this, and there's a few, one of which is there's a tremendous amount of sort of China anxiety in the American body politic right now, and it's reflected in the American press, and it in some ways it kind of recapitulates the notion we had during the Cold War that Russia was beating us. They sent up an astronaut before we did, et cetera, et cetera. That China, the future belongs to China. And I think what that does is it overplays the strengths of China and the Chinese political economic model, and it underplays the weaknesses. I mean, when you go to China and you talk to Chinese leaders, they're super panicked about a million different things, not the least of which is that they have to deliver 8 to 10% GDP growth every year to retain stability, and that is not an easy thing to do during a global contraction. So I think this kind of blithe sense that's always communicated that somehow the U.S. is on the decline and China on the rise really fails to kind of give full credence to the complexities of both where the U.S. is at and where China is at. And you see this all the time. There's this obsession. Somehow we're locked in this kind of like geopolitical Olympics with China, and we're going to take the silver and they're going to take the gold.
From the right side at Fox News, John Scott spoke with Charlie Hurt. He's from the New York Post. Thinks that China's ignoring American patents.
Charlie, you wrote an interesting column about it in the paper this morning. A lot of people say, ah, so what? So they're selling fake handbags on the streets of New York City. What's the big deal? Is it a big deal?
Well, obviously, handbags are not quite as essential as some of the other things that are clearly being pirated, such as electronics, software, and important products like that, that get picked up here in the U.S., brought back to China, reverse engineered, and then flooded into the market at a fraction of the price that the people who actually invented, created, thought up the product are selling their wares for. And it is a real problem because not only is it sort of a damper on some of that creativity that is our expertise and is crucial to innovation and technological advancements, but it's also a completely different mindset that they have than we have, which is that there is sort of ownership of ideas and ownership of patents and things like that. And if there isn't a respect for that, going back to the founding of this country, if there isn't a respect for that, then there isn't going to be the innovation that is crucial.
I don't mean to be flip here, but the point you're making is that, you know, one day they may be copying some, you know, designer handbag, and the next day they're copying a stealth fighter.
Well, in fact, they're doing it both on the exact same day. I've talked to military experts who say that, you know, clearly so much of what was invested in that stealth fighter was, in fact, materials and technological advancements that we spent billions and billions of dollars developing, mainly in private, with private companies in America.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to amberentrial.com. That's amberentrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with a focus on the Chinese, their relationship with our country, the president of China meeting with the president of America, and a lot of congressional complaining. Is there a chance the U.S. can compete with China in China, or are we going to be competing elsewhere? We already are, aren't we? In essence, I think it is. And do you think, as an aside here, that the news media is overplaying China's dominance? Again, maybe you heard me earlier in the week talking about the difference in the economies. Ours is deeply rooted. We have lots of cash, and the threads of all of the businesses and things go way, way back. So we have deep roots and can survive lots of turmoil, as we've proven the last couple of years. Chinese have a lot of money on the surface, but don't have deep roots. Here, radio host Mike Broomhead discusses the new business arrangements that were made with China this week and whether or not they ought to be beneficial to us here in the United States.
The Chinese government said they are going to purchase $45 billion in U.S. exports, including a $19 billion deal for 200 Boeing airplanes. So that's good. Good to hear that. But before I let you hear from President Hu, I want you to hear, I'm going to read to you what President Obama said today. Now, those of you out there that get angry at me because I hammer on unions and things, and you know that the Democrats are big with the unions, I want you to hear what President Obama says here and find out if you get a little bit angry, because I think that President Obama's union buddies are going to be furious with this statement. Our goal here today was to make sure that we break out of the old stereotypes that somehow China is simply taking manufacturing jobs and taking advantage of low wages. The U.S. is importing cheap goods and thereby having cheaper products, but also putting strains on our employment base. Wasn't President Obama talking about outsourcing jobs and all this? And now all of a sudden he says this. I mean, talks out of both sides of his face. So now through an interpreter, the president of China had this to say about our relations between the two countries.
China is willing to engage in dialogue and exchanges with the United States on the basis of mutual respect and the principle of non-interference in each other's internal affairs.
In other words, go clean up your own backyard and don't bug us. Didn't answer the questions about human rights, and it was all an interpreter problem. They had problems with the interpreter's feed, and questions weren't getting answered, and people weren't getting the right feeds. But the thing is China's basically saying, we don't care what you think about us and our human rights. We don't care what you think in our politics inside our own backyard. Don't worry about us, and we won't worry about you. Really didn't pull any punches. Now, the president pushed China on how they value their currency, saying it is going to devalue the dollar. Therefore, when Americans buy their goods, it's at an unfair price, really, because of the how they value their currency. Well, they're pulling some of the strings, and they're making some demands, and they're being treated as equals. Remember, part of what they allude to in some of the stories was when President Hu was here under the Bush administration, he had a working lunch with the president, and that was it. So he felt offended, and I had been, you know, they felt as if somehow they had been slighted. So President Obama went completely over the top today with the Chinese when he met with them. There was this all of the pomp and circumstance that go with a visit of this kind. There was a review of the troops, a 21-gun salute, everything could, that could possibly be. So they are rolling out the red carpet for the red Chinese. So the U.S. software companies have also said they've been cheated out of billions in sales because Chinese companies and even government agencies illegally copy their programs instead of buying them. China agreed in December to allocate funds in its budget for legal software purchases. On Wednesday, the White House said China agreed to audit the use of legal software and publish results of those audits. Again, it's going to be on the honor system. Boeing. China agreed to approve airline contracts of 200 aircraft to be delivered over a three-year period starting this year. The $19 billion package will support more than 100,000 American jobs. So that's what's going on with the Chinese, but I don't know diplomatically how much that's going to do for the Americans.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only. And, Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network. And if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes. Just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops
costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talk radio, stop them.
The focus on China and the United States, our relationship, et cetera, et cetera. That's what we're all about in this hour of our talk radio review. The third week of January in the United States hosts the Chinese president. Here, talk host Dave Ross and Tom Kenji discuss their philosophy of the Chinese seeming to be happy. The people in China seem happy to live in a police state, or what amounts to a police state.
I traveled there. The first time I traveled there was in 1984. Then we went again in 2006.
Wow, so it was a 20-year difference.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the difference or both?
The difference. Yeah. The difference. Because when we went in 1984, they were still just experimenting with this capitalism stuff.
Yeah.
And they were giving their workers stock.
Yeah, on the fringes. Capitalism on the fringes. Yeah.
They were allowing little village markets, little markets. And you would still walk down the streets of these rural areas, and they would mutter, I forget what the Chinese words are, but the rough translation was foreign devil every time they
really?
Saw you.
Wow.
Right? But anyway, you go there, and we went to these factories, and they were just opening up the economy and giving the workers stock. And so we'd ask, with our mind there, of course, we'd ask the workers, what do you think about owning stock in your own company? And they would look at the minder, and they'd look at us, and they'd say, fine.
Yeah.
They didn't know what was going on, right?
Yeah.
And today you go to Shanghai, and it's like Disneyland's world of tomorrow. You know, it's like future world. It's like stepping off the spaceship on a different planet. And they're building buildings as fast as they possibly can find the steel to do it. And they're clearly, not right away, I suppose, but they're going to be a bigger economy than ours. And they're still going to be a police state, I think.
Yeah, you think so? See, I wonder. There's so many people, though. I wonder, can a police state be that efficient?
With all those people, can it not be a police state? Otherwise, nothing would function. You can bet that everybody, well, most people, want to get out of those rice paddies and move to the cities, but they're not allowed to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's strictly controlled. And this development, they're if they need your home for a high rise or a dam.
Yeah, which is
happening. You think that there's an environmental impact statement where you get to, you know, go and sue over this?
No, but see, I always thought the smaller the country, the easier it would be to have this sort of this complete fascist control. You know, Myanmar, maybe you can get away with it. But China, I always thought, and maybe it's just the opposite. I always thought the bigger you are, the more chances of some kind of revolution or at least breakaway.
What I was told by our Chinese guys that a lot of it is cultural. In China, the culture is you don't stick your head up above the crowd. You don't make a ruckus. This is not something that's necessarily imposed on them by communism. It's part of the culture where conformity is welcomed. It's not something that you fear. Security, stability, conformity is something to be honored.
And 800-510-8255. So I guess the question is whether or not you believe Chinese President Hu. I've said Hu, and some people say Hu. He spoke at a U.S.-China Business Council luncheon this week, assured the United States that his country does not pose any military threat to the United States at all. Instead, he said, quote, we will unwaveringly take the path of peaceful development, end quote. He called for closer cooperation between China and the United States on economic and security issues. He made it clear that it's in the best interests of the United States and of China to work together in so many different ways to, quote, achieve a full recovery of the world's economy, end quote. The luncheon was made up of U.S. business leaders whose companies have significant dealings with China. You can imagine the guy that runs Walmart was sitting at the same table with him, and who knows, whoever, maybe Best Buy, who would, maybe some of the car companies, because half the components of cars today are made in China. So, the tensions, and by the way, in terms of, I guess, relative understanding of what's really going on, I think that that makes sense. Yet there are plenty of people, mostly those who are fans and friends of the military-industrial complex, will tell you, we've got to spend more money on defense. We've got to buy more planes, more boats. We've got to have more, so that we can defeat the Chinese, because ultimately they want to go to war against us. Now that, whether it's even on the surface or down deep, once again, there are two reasons that that is ludicrous. Number one, it's not in their economic interest. They would have, if they destroyed America, there would be, no matter whether it's now or 10 years from now or 100 years from now, this is the largest, and America's not going away. We have our problems, but we have the deepest rooted economy. I keep saying that. I said it a few minutes ago and I say it again. We have the ability, more than any other country now and in the future, because of the size and the power of what we have economically, to be their best customer. And we, on the other hand, have what would be the purpose of them going to war against us? If there was a nuclear confrontation, both countries, any country that involves them. So that's why these people in the Middle East or anywhere are ludicrous, because once you start this, it doesn't stop and everybody's dead. So whether it's around the nation or around the world, the only people who would have you believe and try to credibly convince you that the Chinese are a military threat to us are the people who are really not particularly smart or not really interested in the well-being of America, more interested in the well-being of a few big corporations. Now, to say that and not think that we have an obligation to look at what we're buying from China and or to make them either stand up to the plate and do things that are in the right, the best interest of America. We're the buyer, so we ought to be able to predicate what it is that we want them to make and or sell to us. So if we keep buying their cheap crap, or we don't look at the foodstuffs that we're buying or whatever, it doesn't make any difference, whatever it is, then that responsibility is really ours. If we don't want to be exposed to the things that they're making or doing poorly, then you don't buy the product. Why is that so difficult to absorb? I ask that question frequently. You're welcome to comment. Matter of fact, I encourage you to tell me what you think in regard to that philosophy. 800-510-8255. So tensions apparently have been soothed. Most of the tensions are sort of other than the economic tensions. There is an artificiality to all of this. They said they're going to buy 200 planes from Boeing. 200. You know how much money that represents? Boeing is the
largest in terms of dollars exporter of American products. And a lot of the things that are in the planes are made in China. Yeah, made elsewhere as well. But they're assembled here, American companies, so the money all comes back here. How can that be a bad thing? 800-510-8255. A pretty unusual and intimate discussion of a lot of the issues took place this week while the two were here. The news media wants to describe China and America as rival powers. That's because they want to stir the pot. It's in the best interest of news papers and the news media in general to stir the pot because then they have something to report on, or so it would seem. Yeah, there was a lot of coverage of the private dinner. There was the state dinner, and then there was the dinner in the old family dining room in the White House residence. And a lot of the disputes about currency and trade and human rights and cooperation on national security, all that stuff seemed to come up in the discussions. The president seemed to be pretty warm, but he also appeared by most counts to be pretty firm. Largest competitor becomes the largest partner. Wouldn't that make a lot of sense? 800-510-8255. The business about North Korea, the Chinese don't want the North Koreans doing anything that's outrageous because that destabilizes them and their growth. They want to grow. They want to be just like us. In a manner of speaking, it's kind of flattering that most countries that are on the growth curve want to emulate the United States. Now, the Chinese leadership doesn't seem to want to, they don't want to emulate us in terms of our political reality. They want to keep the people who are there underneath that communist regime. But sooner or later, as the walls break down and there's more ability to get on the Internet, more people see what's going on in the rest of the world, they are understanding it now. They know it's what. But for them at this moment in time, it seems that they're more interested in their economic realities than they are their political realities. So it boils and cooks and happens as it will. 800-510-8255. Evidence of your interest in this comes in a few moments with your calls to 800-510-TALK.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3. Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a
about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
14 before the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing with our first caller who's in Nebraska. Rick, what do you think?
I just wanted to make a quick comment and just say that I really feel that the relationship between China and the United States has been severely skewed and imbalanced, just for the simple fact that there's a lot of underlying aggression that goes on in the Far East theater as far as from a militaristic standpoint. And I don't know that the current administration is really addressing the national security issue. Instead, what I see is I see us welcoming, you know, going through quite a bit to welcome, you know, the Chinese leader during a time when, you know, unemployment here in the United States is at an all-time high. I really do believe that that has to do with the types of decisions that are made as far as our economic dealings with the People's Republic of China.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Janet is in Boston listening to the countdown. She just came back from China.
Yeah, hello. I think we had to make sure that what is the definition of human rights. And I have given BioTech seminar in Beijing. I just came back. Mm-hmm. And people there are very, very happy and satisfied. Chinese are very hungry for catching up USA and learning this and learning that. And unlike India, they are not starving. And unlike Tea Party in USA, just talk and complain, Chinese are, number one, they're doer. They make things happen, not complainer. They're not like to fight. They believe in harmony. They're problem solver. And they're very loyal, and they focus their time to take care of their family. And then they also want to achieve, to be successful, and to become useful for society. And how can we make the people around the world to show more respect in China and turn competitor? How to turn competitor to become collaborator? People there, the student, they don't really spend time on politics. They more interest their time to learn, to build their muscle, to be useful. People are always focused on the benefit, how to be successful, how to be useful for the society. They have no time to do that kind of stuff.
800-510-8255. Let's tune in to Daniel, who's in Connecticut. What do you say, Daniel?
Last year, actually, around this time, I studied abroad at Beijing University. And from the students' perspective, I'd say that a lot of kids my age, you know, 20 to 25, they're very open to the idea of the possibilities of opportunity between the United States and China. They understand the kind of, you know, bilateral relationship that we have. And they're very supportive of it at a young age because they've grown up only with the amount of, I would say, prosperity that's happened in China, you know, very recently. But at the same time, they're very interested in our culture and their understanding of kind of the entitlement that they have to the country that is now a very cosmopolitan place. But they understand the United States is the next step of kind of a bilateral relationship that they hope to kind of persevere. The students are very open to it.
800-510-8255. Let's go to Thomas, who is in St. Louis.
Hi. I just wanted to address, I think, a fundamental component of Chinese struggle for human rights today, which is workers' rights, and also see their opinions in regard to what I think is a vastly underreported aspect of 2010 Chinese U.S. relations, which is the labor unrest that's gone on with the Foxconn plan, with the Toyota plan, with the Honda plan, with a host of other industries across eastern China, and then the obfuscation of that of these strikes in the Western media. And one of the most kind of telling was when it was reported the reason why the CEO of Foxconn has announced relocating to the interior was to provide workers with a better support network so they could be nearer their families. The reason why he relocated to Interior after doubling wages at the shutdown plant, which had 400,000 workers, was because they struck and demanded wage increases. And the reason why the suicides happened all throughout this year was because people were being worked to death, 80-hour weeks, 7 days a week.
All right, here's a guy who's got a interesting story to tell. 51 passed on the countdown.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Joe is in Chicago with a thought on China as it passes America, so he thinks.
I'd like to share a comment with you. I recently returned from China. I spent some time in Shanghai earlier this month. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell my fellow Americans that if anybody thinks that China will not surpass the United States economically in the very near future, they've never been to China. It is so apparent and palpable once you visit it there. A blind person could see it. We need to find a way to work with these people that also works for the United States, because they will be the world's economic superpower within my lifetime, and I'm not that old.
800-510-8255. Mandy's in California listening to the countdown.
China owns so much of our debt. How are we paying for this war in Iraq and Afghanistan? We're borrowing the money from China. They know this. They're laughing. This culture is a thousand year culture. They're looking a thousand years ahead. We're looking to the next election, and we need to be very, very careful. And Robert Gates has addressed that issue as far as stealth bombers concerned and what type of military equipment they're looking at. GE is allowing their technology to be used in China to build aircraft engines, and they're going to build their own international company to compete with Airbus and Boeing. This doesn't bode well for the United States. They've got 1.3 billion people. We do have 300 million people. We need to employ our richest nation in the world to preserve democracy. Communism rules China. We need to be very, very alert.
800-510-8255. President Obama, Chinese leader Hu, talking this week. Lots of good economic developments. Some people are very skeptical about China. Paul is in Green Bay, and he's one of them.
Good morning. What I think we should move to is a direct investment. And what I mean by that is for all manufactured products. If China wants to sell their products here, they should move companies here, and they can produce those products here under our laws and our regulations. And if we want to, our companies want to sell in China, our manufacturing companies, I'm not talking about commodities, I think we ought to, our companies ought to invest in plants and equipment there and manufacture the products they sell in China. And that's what we ought to move to instead of what we have right now.
Stan is in Florida listening to the countdown with a story of his own experience in China.
I was working about 8 years ago. I was working up in Bloomington, New York, and this is what happened. They took us to a warehouse. And see, just because it's got U.S. on it, that don't mean it's made in the U.S. Because when they took us to this warehouse, what my job was is to switch over the label from China and put U.S. on it. And I don't know if it was run by the they wouldn't tell us who it was run by, and they told us to keep our mouth shut. If we didn't, we wouldn't have a job the next day.
So, isn't that interesting? That's an American deal, made in China labels, taking them off and putting made in USA labels on. That's not the Chinese's fault. That's the fault of an American business, an unethical American business person. Here's a Diana in California. What do you want to know? What do you want us to know about what you're thinking, Diana?
Good morning. They really don't care about Americans anymore. And it's disgusting because the Chinese are communists. They don't have the freedoms we have. They used to and possibly still kill their baby daughters. I'll never forget the people that ran around with a little red book and decided to be communists and kill millions of each other to be that way. We're forced to buy their product, and that money will not come back here. This Christmas, I purposely purchased nothing. I have bought no new clothes in over a year. I buy absolutely as little as possible because I don't want my dollar in their pocket, and I'd rather go without. What I'm saying is we're forced to buy Chinese because there's not enough American products left to buy.
Lots of comments on human rights issues, business, and China in general. That's been the